Unit 1. Please tell me a little about yourself. Part A. Section 3. Model Conversation. Exercise 1. Two people meet on the school grounds. Listen to and read their conversation.
Sorry to bother you, but do you mind if I sit here?
Sure, please go ahead.
Thank you. It's so beautiful today.
Yes, it is. Are you a freshman here?
Yes, I'm studying economics. How about you?
I'm a first-year student and I'm majoring in psychology.
Interesting. I'm Kenichiro Sato. Call me Ken.
My name is Junko, but please call me June. It's a pleasure meeting you, Ken.
Me too. I hope to join an after-school club. Are you interested in any, June?
Yes. I'm joining the dance club next month.
Oh, really? That sounds fun.
Section 4. Language Focus. Exercise 2. Complete the following conversation by changing the given verb into either simple present or present progressive and add a suitable pronoun.
Hi, I'm new here. I'm John.
Nice to meet you, John. My name is Sarah. Are you starting university this semester?
Yes, I am. I feel excited but nervous. What book are you reading?
I am reading a history book. Do you like to read?
Not really, but I enjoy history books. I like to write more than reading books.
That's cool. What kinds of stories are you writing?
I am doing research on the last Olympics.
Sounds interesting. Hey, do you have classes now?
No, but I am attending my psychology class in the afternoon.
Oh, are you free now? I have to write a speech. Could you help me with the writing I'm doing now?
Sure, I'd love to help.
Part B, Section 2, Pronunciation, Linking Consonants with Vowels. If a word ends with a consonant sound and the next word has a vowel sound at the beginning, you should link the words together.
Do you mind if I sit here? Do you mind if I sit here?
Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences below and circle where you hear the link. Practice saying the sentences with your partner.
1. My cat is black and white. 2. I work at a shop near the school. 3. My major is business management. 4. I like to read books and work out. 5. She had a test at school today. 6. He put on his jacket and left. 7. The book is interesting, so I plan on reading it again. 8. Can I eat dinner when I arrive at home?
Exercise 2. Now listen to the sentences and write in the missing linked words. Practice saying the sentences with your partner.
1. I have lots of sweaters already. I don't need it. 2. I enjoy reading a book and talking about it with my friends. 3. She had a lot of homework but finished it last night. 4. They took a long walk and then went on a boat ride. 5. My father likes to eat out at Chinese restaurants.
Section 3. Listening. A club leader is having three new club members introduce themselves to the group. Listen to the conversation.
Hello, everyone. Today, we have a few new members to our club. They are Bethany, Thomas, and Trinity. Let's start with Bethany.
Me first? Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Bethany Robin, but everyone calls me Beth. I'm Canadian, and I was born in Toronto. I have been living in the north area of Toronto for about 5 years now. I like the city a lot, and I enjoy going to different clubs and live music shows. I also like to go snowboarding. In fact, I like all kinds of sports. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Nice to meet you too, Beth. Okay, now, Thomas, you're next.
Okay. Hi, I'm Thomas Ford, but please just call me Tom. Nice to meet you all. I live east of here, in Toronto, but I'm from the U.S. In my free time, I enjoy reading books and drawing. I also like to eat spicy food, so if you would like to try it sometime, please let me know. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, finally, Trinity's turn.
Hi, everyone. My name is Trinity Forrest, but my friends call me Trin. I'm from Germany, but right now I'm living in downtown Toronto. I'm on an exchange program with my school and still learning English. I'm interested in comics, anime, and visiting new cafes with my friends. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you all for introducing yourselves.